Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I'll just get into this and see if he calls or not. But so local country rapper genre guy, Crystal, just all of a sudden, like, I kind of heard about him around the way a little bit. You know, we have mutual friends. But I guess this new video, Ellen's people got a hold of it and now is blowing the F up, which is really, really cool. It's just a fun song. It's one of these songs. What do you think? Sounds good, right? I'm just kidding. That's already in all about us.
Yeah, I don't think that's him.
That's my bad, y'all. All right, here. Let me play this song here. This is it's called Country Twerk featuring Skylar Clark. There's a lot of guys in this video that I know, which is really, really cool. So let's get to the actual music part. Here it comes.
We good.
All right.
All right,
let's do it. I'm ready. That's Mingle Mix.
I know it's hard when you try to twerk, girl, by yourself. Just what your best friend for, somebody who got your back. If your friend don't hype me up like, girl, you better get it in.
The video shot at Dallas Bowl.
I could be in this video. I could twerk.
Yeah. Man, there's some big ass girls in here. I like this video. Guys, I'm not being like biased because he's local, you know? I think this is better than that Blanco Brown song.
I like it.
I like the girls twerking also. The big, juicy, jiggly asses.
I like that blonde one.
Yeah, I like all of them.
Oh, they're all good.
Yeah, the really big, big, thick booty, like Puerto Rican girl on the dance floor. Hell yeah. I like the fact that he...
Clap your cheeks?
He's got some real fat ones in there too, which I really appreciate. Keep it real, you know what I mean? Got a couple offensive guards in there shaking their asses. I like it. One girl is like Larry Zonka. Hell yeah. DJ Tommy. I like it. This is awesome.
I want to see if you can do the country girl twerk.
I cannot. I cannot do that.
Just listen to the instructions he's giving you. Hands on your knees, make your cheeks clap.
I understand how twerking works.
Come on, give us a little taste.
I'll throw my back out.
Try.
No. This is pretty badass. You know what I really love about this whole thing, though? There's a lot of unity here. There's, like, rednecks. There's black people, Spanish people. I think I saw an Asian trickle in there. I like it. I'm a fan.
An Asian twerking?
I don't know.
They usually don't have butts, generally.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's a stereotype.
Well.
I am a fan, dude. That is awesome. I like they got Mingle all up in there, too, with this bootleg Savage shirt on. This is great. 727-579-1025-800-771 1025. We'll post this up on the Johnny B Show Facebook
page. Already
done. Boom.
I sent him an Instagram message. He's not seen it yet.
That's okay.
Supposed to call in at 10.
That's fine.
You know, things happen.
Dude, that's the star thing. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times he's
fashionably late.
Yes, man.
He's probably getting twerked on right now by Asians.
Guarantee you he's being twerked on by all these big, thick booty girls. Man, delicious. Look, I'm going to say this right now.
Uh-oh.
I am really getting sick and tired of these local music productions not inviting me to collaborate. I'm talented.
You
right?
want to be in the country twerk?
You want to
yeah.
twerk?
Video?
I should have been in this video.
With your Daisy Dukes and a little crop top.
God damn it, Casey. All right? That's Mingle Mix's name. God damn it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of these productions and nobody. There's a collaboration with all these super talented people. Just let me be in the video. Let me do something. You know, I saw Beckles put out this badass song with all these local artists. Pablo's in the video. All these people singing and dancing. He's got it's just like the goddamn East Coast family, you know. And then I'm like, where was my phone call? I sing.
Was Ian in it?
Yeah, oh God, yes.
Dancing around?
He even raps in it, yes.
What?
It's amazing.
I gotta see Ian rap.
It's on the internet somewhere. Anyway, so, but yeah, this, we have so much talent. I will say this. My man Second Chance reached out. So, yeah. I'm ready to collab. Who wants some vocals? I got vocals.
Are you gonna sing or rap?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I'll do all that.
Wow.
I'm ready, man. What do you need, an actor in your video? I'm an actor, too. I'm a thespian. I do everything.
You got to get on Ellen, man.
I want to be That's on Ellen.
Thing. That's the thing. That's what Chris Stahl did.
Just I know.
On
Good
Ellen.
For him,
said,
man.
Said, hey, Ellen, check this out. And she was like, okay, I'm going to twerk.
Ellen does love to dance.
She loved the girls in the video, too.
It was really awesome. Ellen, did we put that clip up, too, of him on Ellen? Because they got the whole studio audience dancing and twerking, all these soccer moms shaking their big...
Soccer dads.
Oh, yeah.
They freaking love that stuff.
Yeah. Do you like seeing, like, a common, like, gal, like a, you know, like a,
oh, yeah.
a Karen twerking? Or do you want to see, like, a professional...
His mom's name is Karen.
I know. Or like a professional girl twerking?
In what setting?
Like, in general.
In general?
Because, like, in this video, like, I mean, I'm watching this video, these aren't professional dancers. These are girls at a bar shaking them big, juicy asses.
How do you know they're not professional dancers?
We know they're not professional
dancers.
They're not.
No.
What is it? Well, how so? Can you please elaborate?
There's really no choreography, and, you know, they're not the most talented, but they can shake their ass, and that's all that matters.
Oh, there's some good twerking in here. There's some really good twerking in here.
Which one's your favorite?
Now let's watch it again. Obviously, the blonde, it's like kind of the focal point.
Yeah.
She's pretty juicy.
The number one.
And the thing about her, too, like I said, she's really hot. And there's like a Spanish girl at the beginning, too, also super hot.
Uh-huh.
But they look like...
Ooh, the butt.
They look real, though. They look like somebody you would see in a nightclub in Tampa.
I don't know if I... Is that a compliment?
Yes.
You're hot, but you look real.
Yes.
You got enough flaws where I believe
Not
you are
flaws.
A real person. That's what real means.
No.
You got flaws.
No, real means that if you said hi to them in a bar, they wouldn't be a jerk to you.
Which means they're just the right amount of ugly is what you're saying.
No.
That is so rude.
No, there's ugly people in the video. I'm not going to tell you who they are, but...
You don't have to tell me. I can see them.
I like that, though.
One's wearing orthopedic shoes.
Look, I was just bitching about me not being in the video. I am super ugly.
That must be his cousin or something. He's like, I want to be in it. He's like, damn it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he put it right in front. That's loyalty.
There's a girl in the video that's barely moving, too, which is probably for the best.
Yeah.
But the video's awesome. Well produced. I like it. Hell yeah.
Oh, there he is.
I knew if I just kept playing it, he would call. I like this a lot. He's going to freak out. He's like, he's on hold listening to himself right now.
Pretty
fascinating. I'm going to watch this all weekend, man. It's so much nice, juicy ass in this video. And it sounds good, too. Let me see. All right, let's go to the hotline. Chris Stahl, what's going on, man?
What's going on with you, brother? How you doing?
Oh, good, man. I'm pronouncing the name correctly, right? I'm assuming it's Cristal.
Yes, you're one of the few that are pronouncing it the right way, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, no problem at all, man. Yeah, you know, being a local Tampanian here, you know, I usually use the Cristal's hot sauce, but where I'm from in Seminole Heights, I've always called it the Cristal, and we pop the Chris. So when I saw your name, it just immediately rolled off the tongue that way. How you doing, man?
Hey, you know, life is amazing, brother. I can't ask for it's just big blessings after blessings after blessings after blessings.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I see people in your video that I know. I've known Mingle Mix for a while. He's a legend, and really cool to see you with the guys and the gals over at Dallas Bull, and just so much local flavor. And let's just look. I've been saying it since the top of the hour. I've already played your song twice. This is a good song, dude. Like, it sounds great. It's produced great. It's catchy as hell. And I wouldn't say that if I thought it was doo-doo. I would just be nice and be like, hey, good job. But this is really this is a good song, man. It really is a good song.
Appreciate you. I appreciate you, man. It came together really well. Produced by Nitro, featured Skylar Clark. And just, you know, everyone, the Dallas Bull, they heard it first, and it's like, yo, we want to stand behind the song, so you can shoot the video here.
Yeah.
And Mingo, everybody showed up. You know, everyone showed up at that video shoot, the line dancing team.
Right.
The line dancing team, the girls. Everyone showed up and never heard the song.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you know, I invited a lot of people, and it was like, what song? I was like, just trust me, just come. Being a cowboy, cowgirl gear, and we're just going to have fun. They showed up, and we put the video together in the day.
Man, well, I'm telling you right now, when you do another one, I want an invite. I don't care. I will break dance, and by break dance, I mean I will break whatever's underneath me while I'm dancing because I'm a big fat person. But I will try to add some flavor to your video. You know, I've been around the music scene in this area of my whole life too. So I do a little bit of every kind of music too. But you don't need me on that. You just have me in the video, man. I was just telling them.
I'm inviting you to the official remix.
Oh yeah,
there it is.
Because I can guarantee you, the person I want on the remix, I'm going to get the person that I want for the remix, and it's going to go down.
Nice.
It's a lot of phone calls that come in my way, so I'm going to make the remix happen once this quarantine, once everything is
finished
for this time. I have a lot of traveling to do, but I'm going to make the remix happen. I have Miley Cyrus on my radar.
What? Dude, this is so great, man. I love the fact that you got on Ellen and you got the publicity you need because, I mean, this business, like entertainment, you know, I've been a stand-up comic for 20 years, and I was in the music scene before that, and I understand how important it is to get a break, you know, and that's what you did. I mean, you worked hard to get in a position, but once that break happens, you got to ride that wave, and I'm excited to see what you could do with this.
I must say, I want to correct that. Like the video I posted, Ellen is going viral itself, and it was a video that I put together myself. Like, I believe in the laws of attraction is to see things.
Right.
To see things manifest, but you have to physically see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I put that in the post, and but a lot of people is loving the fact that I wanted to manifest something like that, you know. But that's I'm not officially on Ellen, but I will be on Ellen. But Hollywood Unlocked posted me. Ball Alert posted me, World Star posted me,
right.
Hip Hop DX posted me. We got the interview coming up with USA Today. That's a major. Bloomberg posted.
Wow.
Spoke about me inside Bloomberg. Yeah, so it's a lot of things that's gonna get me to the Ellen Show. And the reason why I'm talking to the Ellen Show because I love her energy.
Yeah.
I love her platform. I love what she stands for. And lately, she's been twerking. The whole world been twerking lately. So
yeah,
it's a good song because it's not like a typical Cristal record where you have the profanity.
Right.
Do this, do that. You know, I made sure that when I put this record together that I don't use any profanity because I didn't want to disrespect the culture. Blending two cultures, you know, and Lil Nas did the hip-hop country thing, and it was really huge.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure when they think country twerk, automatically, they might think, it might be, but when they listen to the record, it has a vibe that it blends everyone. Everyone who hears the song, every race, every nationality, every age, even the hood, everyone feels the same. Everyone's been feeling the same about the record. So I'm very happy that I put a record together that makes everyone happy.
Yeah, that's a great thing about it, too. And I was pointing that out before you called about how just diverse the crowd is in the video. And I was pointing out how much I love that because it kind of unifies everybody. Everybody can enjoy it at the same time. And it's one of those things where you don't even realize it until you watch it for a little bit. And I go, and the reason why I noticed, because I was talking about how hot the girls were, and I go, man, I really like that. I really like that white girl. I like that Puerto Rican girl. I like the black girl. And then I go, damn, he's got a whole variety pack here. And then I notice everybody in it. You know, you got Skylar singing on the track. There's so much collaboration. And the beauty of that is the message is beautiful. But for you, marketing wise, you're not missing a crowd. You're hitting everybody. Everybody loves it. So you're gonna get way more attention. You're gonna get a lot more ears on your music. You know, and then they're gonna go hear the other stuff you do. Yeah. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's only been out a month, and the attention that it got within a month has been amazing. The phone call, the people that's been on the phone with me. Has been amazing. I know this is going to change my life. I know it's going to change everything that I've been doing. That's why I've been preparing for this moment and preparing to you know, it's like I told Skylar, I said, yo, the world's going to be looking at us because we just brought out a diverse record. While the world is going through some craziness in 2020 when we shouldn't be going through this craziness among different races, amongst the coronavirus, or you know, and I feel like right now everyone's coming together. But in this video, the diversity of people and the fact that everyone came in the same building and just had fun.
Love it. Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't. I had a label step to me to reshoot the video. They wanted to hire a professional line dancer team. They wanted to hire a professional model. They wanted to do this, and I was like, no. I'm like, no. There is something about this video. The vibe of this video is something that I know that we're not going to be able to recreate, because then when you guys come in, it'll be watered down. And I don't want my video to be watered down. I want it to be authentic. I want it to be raw. I want it to be real. It was real people who showed up. And then, plus, I didn't feel like calling everyone, telling everyone, oh, I appreciate y'all showing up for the video shoot, but I'm about to shoot a new one.
Yeah, sorry. We got to use professionals. I don't know if you were listening before you called in, but it's so funny because we had that exact same conversation as I was talking to and Anna, of course. She's one of my co-hosts here, and she's very funny. So she was taking my words and trying to twist them. But what I said was, I like the fact that you, and I said, it looks like he didn't use professional dancers. And then she goes, what do you mean by that? And I go, I mean that these are real people. Like, these are people that if you walked into a bar, you go, these are some hot people on the dance floor, but it doesn't look unrealistic. And then, of course, Anna, being Anna, was like, you mean they're ugly? I'm like, no, I don't mean they're ugly.
I didn't say ugly. I just said, you know, they have enough flaws where you're not like, okay, this is a supermodel. No. You know what I mean? They're like more of your average crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, they're average people. You even have a lady who was 57 in the line dance. If you look or catch it, she had a breathing tube on. You know, she was doing the line dance with a breathing tube.
What?
With the breathing tube?
Yeah, yeah.
I need to go back and watch that again.
Yeah, damn. Go watch the video.
That's too real, Crystal. That's way too real.
Should she be quarantined?
You in the ICU pulling people out of there? Hey, you want to twerk? Yeah, like,
I was like, are you sure? And she's like, baby. Turn the music on. I was like, hey, do your thing.
I'm rewatching this.
She threw her back out in the middle of the shoot. Yeah. No, that look. I love it, dude. Now, are you local? You're St. Pete, Tampa? Where are you out of?
I'm born and raised in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Gotcha. Yeah. Are you now how in tune with you are with other artists? Do you collab a lot with other artists locally?
I've collabed with artists, a lot of artists over the years. You have to think this is 20 years for me, so I'm no stranger to the area. I've done music with a lot of the artists around here, the Tom G's, the Lil Keys, the Strizzles. And,
Strizzles, my guy.
A lot of the younger artists. You know, I also did records with Boosie, Rose, and some major artists, you know what I'm saying? So I've had my share of collaboration.
How about Second Chance? Have you done anything with Second Chance yet?
Well, the thing with Second Chance is, originally, I reached out to Second Chance for this song. But the way he built his fan base. And, you know, some people are not wasn't sure about a country twerk record.
Gotcha.
So, he passed on the record, but when I released the record, we went live on his Instagram. He introduced the record to his whole fan base. We spoke, had our one-on-one, more like an interview. He told me how proud it was of me. And invited me to on the road when he hit the road and everything. So he's a very stand-up. He's a stand-up guy.
Yep.
I did reach out to him to put the record. I felt like there was a part of me that felt like if I would have put Chance on it, it would have been too black.
I see what you're saying. Plus, I mean, he's got such a viral following. Like, you don't want to, you're kind of carving your own way right now. But yeah, the reason why I brought him up is he's one of my favorite rappers and entertainers because, you know, multiple reasons. But because he is such a good guy and because he's so versatile and so talented. And when I heard that you put out a country twerk, my first thought was, I wonder if he knows Second Chance, because he's one of those guys
I'm a huge fan of Second Chance. And I have nothing but amazing things to say about that man. Like I said, when I released the record, we went live together. And he told his fans why he passed up on the record, but he was very happy with the success of the record.
Right.
He wanted to give use his platform to show his people that the record is out there, that you can look the record up on YouTube or Spotify and everything. So when he did that, but we spoke prior to that on the phone. And like I told Chance and Chance and Schizo that y'all have my utmost respect, you know.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that, you know, that you wasn't intimidated with me coming into this genre. Because like I told him, I said, yo, this your thing, but I'm just trying to come have a party with you, hang out, and I'm gonna go back to doing my thing, you know. And he was the man, the respect level, the respect that he gave me. He's a stand-up guy, bro, and he's so talented.
Oh yeah, man, he's sick. But you know what? So are you, man. Like, I don't want to take this away from you. This is about you tonight. I'm talking to you. For people to just tune in, we're talking to Crystal, St. Pete guy. Got a song that's going viral. His video is awesome. It's spelled Cristol. Go to Spotify right now. I'm on your page right now. You got a lot of music up there, and I'll be spending all weekend getting familiarized with all your music. But I'm really proud. As somebody that's born and raised in Tampa, I'm very, very, I'm into my scene, and I'm very proud when I see one of my guys in the area doing well. So this is awesome, man. I'm really, really excited for you and excited for to see how far this is going to go. And this is a break that people need, like during this time, during this dumb pandemic we're going through. People need something to distract them, and country twerk could be something that people could be humming all weekend long, hopefully.
And the TikTok.
Yeah.
Listen, I was hoping that when I dropped the record that I can get a TikTok movement going.
Yeah.
And right now the TikTok movement is going through the roof.
Nice.
And I'm already receiving 7% videos from Florida. So let's just say that alone.
Right.
7% of all the videos in it that's on TikTok right now are from Florida. The rest is from the world. And it's just amazing watching these people dance to my song and sing my song around the world. And it's like I said, it's been a month, and it's amazing. So the TikTok video, it's all TikTok, the country twerk line dance.
Is that Crystal Music on TikTok, right? Crystal Music?
I am Crystal on TikTok, but you can just type in Crystal and the sound. Or type in country twerk, and all the videos will pop up. You can learn how to do the dance.
Yeah.
You can do your dance on TikTok and join the movement.
Nice. Hell yeah, dude. We'll post a link to that up on the Facebook page also. Hey, man, once again, congrats. Hopefully you'll reach out to me if you need anything in the future, man. I'm officially making you part of the Johnny B Show musical family, which I got probably 50 local artists that I have now I've claimed as my own. So really, really, really proud of you, man. And keep up the good work and stay safe and keep making music.
Listen, I appreciate your platform. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Your partner. Hello, how you doing? Again, I spoke
hey.
To her. I appreciate y'all and what y'all doing for just the artists in the area, the artists, period. For anyone listening and they want to find me, all my social media is Crystal Music. That's CRISTOL music. The song is everywhere. YouTube, watch the videos on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, Apple Music, everything. Join the movement. It's a fun movement. You don't get the vibes of twerking. You can twerk if you want to, but it's just a fun record. And I appreciate, like I said, I appreciate everything y'all do for us.
Yeah, man. If you want to hear him curse too, go listen to All Up In Through There. He curses a lot. It's nice. All right, Crystal. Have a great weekend, man.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.